Before we leave you this week, we're going to check in one last time with our Across Women's Lives team in Pakistan. The World's Carolyn Beeler joins me from Islamabad. So all this week, Carolyn, you've been sharing some amazing, really great personal stories of women who are role models for their communities, and some are even role models for their whole country. You've got one more story for us today. Tell us what this is.
Hey, Marco. Yeah, that is right. Before signing off from Pakistan, I want to introduce you to one more woman who actually came to Pakistan because of the freedom that it affords her here. She's a singer-songwriter named Rutaba Yaqub, and she moved here from Saudi Arabia to study engineering when she was in her teens. And for Yaqub, that meant freedom from Saudi Arabia's more strict Islamic laws. So she always knew that she could sing, but when she moved here to Pakistan, she started singing in public at her university. And at 19 years old, she was discovered by a music producer who's kind of a big deal here. You can think of him as like Simon Cowell, but nicer. and she started singing backup for his television music show. It's a variety show that's popular here. But doing a cover from her favorite band helped move her up the food chain in music from backup singer to headliner. And that cover was a really stunning version of Coldplay's The Scientist. Sky could fall.
This is really, really impressive, Carolyn. I had heard a taste of it. I'm glad we got another taste for our listeners. How has she been able to leave behind conservative life in Saudi Arabia and adapt to kind of a different sort of conservative life in Pakistan?
Well, this is sort of where Rutaba fits into the rest of the reporting that we've done here in Pakistan. So we came here looking for stories of how decisions made in the U.S., so U.S. foreign policy, impacts women here in Pakistan. And that's really a mixed bag. Some women are winners and some women are losers when it comes to what the U.S. is doing here. But the one thing that we found was a constant for nearly all of the women we spoke to for our reporting was that the women who were able to succeed in whatever their sphere were able to do so because they have family support, and more specifically, male family members' support, mostly fathers. So, you know, it was really interesting to discover that obviously here there are women doing really amazing things, but basically when they're given the latitude to by their male family members.
So she's got family support. Does she have fans and enough support from Pakistanis there that she's going to stay in Pakistan, make it her home?
Yeah, she has a good amount of support from all over the world, really. She's kind of tapped into fans all over the globe. And she's sort of, I'd say, an emerging star here. She was named in the local English paper as one of the five women songwriters to watch. But on a more personal note, her family is still in Saudi Arabia, but her work and her life and, importantly, her music are all here.
I know that when I'm in Pakistan, I'm just myself. I'm just who I want to be. But in Saudi Arabia, I'm what my parents expect me to be, what my parents' friends expect me to be, or my relatives want me to be, you know? So in that sense, Pakistan is a place where I can be myself.
So she'll continue being herself, but we heard her covering Coldplay. I mean, she really captured that dark, brooding quality of Coldplay in her cover, The Scientist. But what about her own music?
Yeah, absolutely. Rutaba says she's done with covers. She's writing her own music. Her new EP is called Échapper, the French word for escape. And Rutaba says she called it that because she wanted to escape after her family, you know, sort of started putting pressure on her to move back to Saudi Arabia after she finished her engineering studies. But she stuck it out here in Pakistan. Hold on, just a little long. I'm alone with your words.
So darling, hold on. And her family approves of her life these days. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. She said she asked her father over and over if staying here and pursuing her music was okay. And he said yes. You know, they just want her to be happy.
Well, we are going to watch the emerging career of Saudi singer Rutaba Yaqub as she advances forward in Pakistan. It's been really great to meet her. Thanks for introducing us to Rutaba Yaqub, Carolyn, as well as everybody else, the amazing women we've met this week. It's been really, really great.
Thanks, Marco. Yeah, it's been a real privilege to be able to meet them and tell their stories.
Carolyn Beeler, who's been reporting on our Across Women's Lives series from Pakistan this week. We're going to go out with some more of Saudi singer Rutaba Yaqub, one of her new original songs.